I picked up the three of them when they called. I had already finished my therapy session and had found a coffee shop close to the museum with Wi-Fi, and just enjoyed a tall latte and waited for their phone call while I answered email. We drove home, and I was a bit surprised as the three of them seemed to be in a deep discussion about the life of Vincent van Gogh. I never thought of Dips as being interested in artwork. Every now and then, he surprises me. When we got home, Aurora had already gotten the table prepared. Star had gone out for tacos, burritos, and nachos and had them distributed on the plates. The three piled in like they'd been hiking all day rather than riding around in my car. Then came the cake and ice cream. Sam had ordered a cake before he left, and Star had to simply pick it up. We all sang for Bobby, and he blew out the candles. After dessert came the gifts.
This was really nice of you guys. You didn't need to go through this much trouble for me, though.
It was no trouble, Bobby.
Yeah, wow, look at all the presents. The last time I saw this many was Christmas.
It's just a shame Dad isn't here to celebrate with me. Dad hasn't missed my birthday once since I was born.
I took that as my cue. I had Sam on speed dial and had told him about when we would be calling. Hello? Who? Oh, yeah, sure. He's right here. Bobby, you have a call.
A phone call? For me? Hello?
Happy birthday, son.
Dad! You didn't forget!
I'm not the only one who didn't forget. There's someone else here that wants to talk to you.
Someone else? Who else would know it was my birthday?
Hey, Bobby! Dad tells me you're a huge fan.
Oh my God! Phil McGovern? Of the Hunters? I can't believe it!
Hey, you better believe it, kid. But if you don't, I got proof.
Proof? Okay. What proof?
Is there a chest of drawers in the house you're in? Near the living room?
Uh-huh. Right outside the entrance to the kitchen. Why?
Open the second drawer from the top.
Okay. I don't get what I'm supposed to... Wait, what's this?
It should have your name on it. In my handwriting.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. No way!
You think you could find someone to go to the concert with you, Bobby?
Yeah, I know just who I'd take. Mr. McGovern, I don't know what to say.
Just say that you'll see me backstage before the show.
Wait, these are backstage passes?
Oh, absolutely. See that stamp on the back? That's what it means.
This is awesome! I'll be there!
Great. Look forward to meeting you. Anyway, here's your father again. Happy birthday, Bobby!
Thank you!
You didn't think I would forget, did you?
No, not really. I mean, you haven't missed a birthday since I was born, but... Dad, this is amazing!
Bobby, you're worth it. And I'll be home in a few days.
Dad, I love you.
I love you too, son. See you soon.
See you soon. Did you need to talk to anyone else, Dad?
No, just give the phone back to Birch.
Okay. Bye, Dad.
Bye, son.
Here, Birch. And thank you for letting me use your phone.
My pleasure, Bobby. Now, I think Dips has something else to give you.
After that? I gotta follow that?
Dipper, you didn't have to get me anything. You've already let me stay in your home.
Well, I did get you a couple of video games, but I think Birch is talking about something else he helped me with.
You did most of the work, Dips. I just gave you some guidance.
Guidance? Dipper, what did you do?
Well, you gotta come up to Birch's room first.
All right. Let's go then. Okay, so now what?
Hang on. You sure this is in tune, Birch?
Not half an hour ago.
Okay. It's your birthday, Bobby Thornbody, and this is your birthday song. It's your birthday, Bobby Thornbody, and I invite you now to sing along. I could have bought you anything you like, but it wouldn't show you how I feel. So I wrote you this silly little song, just to show my friendship's real. It's your birthday, Bobby Thornbody, you're the best friend could ever be. You were there whenever I felt alone, even though we often disagree. But whenever the rubber hits the road and our backs are up against the wall, that's when you show you are a true blue friend, and I'll be there whenever you call. Are you being attacked by I'll pound them into putty or paste, and I'll share with you the last of my beef stew, so none of it goes to waste. So there you have it, the silly birthday song. I hope it brings a smile to your face, and may you live to see 100 birthdays more, or maybe 90 just in case. I hope you like it, though I must confess, it was really easy to do. Yes, it's your birthday, Bobby Thornbody, and I better say I love you. Yes, it's your birthday, Bobby Thornbody, and I better say I love you.
You wrote that for me?
He wrote every word.
Not every word. You did the one line in the middle that I couldn't figure out a rhyme for.
Dipper, I'm touched. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Bobby.